it was a laugh. Oh, it was you again. It's you again. I've got some lozenges in me. Right, okay. People, I want another great big St. Ives welcome. First time in St. Ives, so we've got to welcome, we've got to show what a welcoming folk we are. Are we welcoming in St. Ives? Yeah. Please welcome to the stage, Martin Robotham.
As you may know, we are now basically going to go through the next stage of boldness, which is halfway there. I know I'm thin it, but you know, we'll get there. With the end, we're going to just see basically someone looking like Jesus, and his hair will be down here. So basically, I've come to talk to you about lots of many things, but one thing I want to ask the audience, and I can kind of see who's we've got any parents in the room. It looks like we have. Now, I like being a parent. I am a single dad. The main thing it has done is validated how out of my depth I am at absolutely everything I do in my entire life. Like, it feels like in my head, like, I've been given the council contract to fix all the potholes and I've just got Play-Doh, condoms and a stiff upper lip. So that's why you're going to be knackered. Partially as well, my daughter's got something called selective mutism. Now, I don't know if anyone knows what that is, but essentially it means, like, if you can't speak to your teachers at school, you're just absolutely terrified. They ask you to read exams, can't do anything like that, I have to go in and do assistance. And it's very hard to explain to people. It's like, I basically say, you know when you know, like your best mates talk about something you know a lot more about, and you'd wish they'd just shut up, you give them that face. Yeah, it's that basically. And you also get a lot of the things that people don't quite understand. They say like, she's scared and things like that, or she's just shy, she's coming out of her shell, and it's like, it's basically equivalent of, you know when the dinosaurs, if they saw the meteor about to hit, they're going to go, oh, it's going to be a rough few weeks. Or you know, like the soldiers on D-Day is going, saying, it's just going to be a fun run. But sometimes it does create some, you know, upsides and downsides. Like, there's a time I took it to the library, and this whole day it just went bad to worse and carried on. So took it to the library, thought absolutely fine. She just asked me to go to the toilet, can I wait outside? And it's just like, yep, I can wait outside because it's one thing I can do, I can pretend to look busy, and that's one job I know I can do really well. So she just goes in, goes to the toilet, and basically there's a few unisex toilets all outside, and I'm just there doom scrolling my life away. It's a bit like, you know, when the hamster just kind of realizes in their head that the wheel actually goes nowhere. That's kind of how the way my brain was working at the time. And all of a sudden I hear from the next cubicle this most ear-piercing shriek. Now, I couldn't tell if it was murder or sexual, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know because I'm not great at either. But then it kind of half hit me. It's like, I'm kind of like dressed, you know, in a bit like I've won a charity shop raffle. I've got an unkempt beard, my hair's half falling out. I know I'm probably going to be end up going on a list if I'm not very careful. But luckily, she opens the door just in time, and I scramble in. And she's kind of like, why did you scramble in a bit like that? I'm just like, I'm so grateful. This is what I said, man. I'm so grateful I'm not going to be known as the paperback pervert. And then I just kind of carried on with my day. I thought, I'll try and get it off from there. So I thought, oh, God, we've got to get some lunch. You know, it's like, I thought, that'll help. But you see, and the parents will know this, getting lunch with a child is one of the hardest things you can do, because you've got to try and balance getting it healthy and getting something that they want to eat. You know, inside they might look like the calm, but imagine when you're like on a massive hangover Sunday morning, you're just raw dogging meat to bits. They're basically crumbling like that inside their head. So you carry on, you get over like that, and then I'm panicking, but then I have amazing moment of inspiration. I thought I'd teach her for adulthood. So I thought, what is the most bleakest, blandest thing I could do that could get you through monotony, get you through the depression and worthlessness of life, and just make you feel completely void and empty inside? I took her to Mackie's. And yeah, I tried to also, you know, make things exciting. Like, I went for the table order because I thought, oh, we'll go a la carte, you know, bleakness with a side of cardio. So then I kind of carried on. But it kind of got to the point of, oh, you know, you get to see all these other things that you have to do. You know, you have to get enough ketchup that will fill the Trevi Fountain, enough straws that will kill everything in the Atlantic, and there had to be enough tissues to supply a depressed teenager for a week. You've just got so much stuff you've got to collect. And then you think the person who's bringing it, you know, think like doing a bank heist with just chicken nuggets and some cold chips. And then it just kind of carried on a bit further for me during the day. Thought, you know, it's nice weather, you know, like it has been today. I thought I'd take her to the park, you know, just try and finish it off. And these group of teenage boys turn up. You know, the ones that I call the Power Phillips. You know the ones. And they kind of like going through, that I aim me up, that I can be selling dodgy sticks out of the back of a van. You know the ones. And it kind of got to the point as well. You know, so I'm pushing her on the swings, and they're aiming me up. And basically she says to me, Dad, why are you looking at them boys? I just go, I said the worst thing I could say. I said, checking them out, seeing if they're all right. I felt like I was doing pre-checks for the royal family. And then I said, yeah, I suppose that's all right. She said, and basically went, would you do that if they were girls? And, you know, she's only six at the time. And basically what I learnt that day is I thought I'd tried to spend all day avoiding being the paperback for pervert, and I've ended up as a non-fiction nonce. Thank you very much. Good night.